from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you have a favorite number and it just happens to be between 700 and 800, and I'm remembering which episode this intro goes with correctly, you may hear your favorite number. I don't know a lot of people that have, well, I actually don't know a lot of people that have favorite numbers, unless it's, you know, unless it's under, again, another perform, please don't ask me my favorite number. I don't need the performance pressure because I'm going to overthink it. What do you think? What would make you think the best of me? Which number? Is it 7? Is it 11? Is it something else? Triple, you know what? The old number that was in that movie on that, is it a number that would make you giggle? You say, what, for the love of numbers, this just doesn't add up. What is this person talking about? Sorry, that was just like, that just was like, sometimes being silly just comes, it doesn't even come natural to me. It's just there already. I just have to find it. Not to subtract from anything. I'm here to add to your sleep. I'm here to take your mind off of stuff and keep you company. Welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that's known to put you to sleep, but it really is here to cut through that loneliness, cut through the deep, dark night, to be a friendly voice so you could fall asleep because you deserve a good night's sleep. So I'm glad you're here. The show is very different, so give it a few tries if this is your first go. And just see how it goes. Structurally, what we got coming up is support. That means paying for the podcast is totally optional. So many people benefit from that. So it brings me such joy to keep you and so many other people company tonight. But especially you, of course. Like, I'm really doing it for you, right? I mean, come on, let's be honest. We both know that. But there's other people along for the ride. It's like we're, what was the point of that? Structurally, yeah, there'll be support. Then there's a long meandering intro separate from the support that eases you into bedtime, flips the pillow, preps the bed, or as you get ready for bed. Then there'll be a bedtime story. Tonight will be me looking at episodes 700 through 800 of this podcast and going on some serious tangents about it. Not serious tangents, but a lot of tangents. Probably some ones that I consider serious. I say, well, why did I do it that way? Or I can't remember. I get stumped a few times. But I'm glad you're here. Thanks again for coming by. Oh, yeah. Then there's, and then there's thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. I'm glad you're here. And here's how we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. You check out these sponsors when you get up tomorrow at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show is just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? How much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, obviously, most people support it much less than that. because the show could really use your support right now. And we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. What part of the podcast I need you here is where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who support the sponsors or support the show directly. We're out there helping us keep the show free for everybody. And right now I'm thanking people who are signed up for a referral program at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer, where you, if you're looking for ad-free episodes of Sleep With Me, you're not in a position to support the show directly. You get your own link, you sign up for a referral program, program, and you can earn 3 months of Sleep With Me ad-free starting in November. And with this new push, Lauren and Rebecca were number 3 and number 4 to sign up. So thank you so much, Lauren and Rebecca. If you want to hear your name on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, you support a sponsor, sign up for a free trial, support the show, join the referral program, start building up those referrals, and let me know. Share it on social media. Let me know about it so I can thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. There's links to resources you could connect with, including international resources. It's also about being a part of positive change, being a part of our communities, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying support Ukraine, but taking action, learning more. There's links to places where you can learn more and take action in our show notes. And one of the communities I'm part of is Sleep Podcaster Community. And you know, my friend Harris wanted me to tell you about fascinating moments in history. If you want that delivered in the most relaxing way possible, then check out the new podcast, Calm History. Each podcast is narrated in a calm voice to help you relax or fall asleep. You'll learn about famous explorers, leaders, inventions, civilizations, and ancient wonders. There's even a 6-part series about the Titanic. Just search in your podcast player for Calm History, or use the link to calmhistory.com in the show notes. Make sure to check that out. It's Calm History. Well, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer, these are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. And like I said, join our referral program. Get rewarded for something you already do. Spreading the boar word. You can sign up at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. And sign up and learn more. What do you say? We slow it down and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing? Trouble getting to sleep? Trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. And all you need to do... Oh, yeah. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place, get forgetful. You did, regular listeners know I even made a change the order by accident there. I don't even remember tossing, turning, mind racing, or trouble staying asleep, trouble getting asleep. What can I say? Been doing this a while now. I love it. I love being here to keep you company, put you to sleep. What I attempt to do every time, though, is take your mind off of whatever's keeping you awake. Could be thoughts, things on your mind that you're thinking about the past, present, the future. It could be feelings, anything coming up for you emotionally related to those thoughts or feelings that are just there, or left over from the day, or about something coming up. Could be physical sensations. Could be changes in time, temperature, routine. You could be going through something. You could have something coming up. You could have a change in your work schedule, change in the time. You could work one of those shifts. Any of those wonderful shifts we love to shout out on the podcast. Second shift, third shift, 84th shift, is B shift, D shift, C shift, of course. I'm not going to forget you. These are a few of my favorite shifts. Night shift, mid shift. A lot of shifts. Here's a shift. There's a shift everywhere. There's a shift. There's me using words repeatedly. But only reason I bring that up of what could be keeping you awake is to let you know you're not alone. And this isn't the case for every listener, every new listener, or every regular listener. But it is the case for a lot of people listening that whether you're alone physically or you're in a house full of people or with one or two people or with a pet, it can feel lonely in the deep dark night. At least for me, speaking for myself, it's felt pretty lonely all the way back to when I was just a kid sharing the room with my brother. Yeah, even when I have someone in the room, like all the way back to when I was a kid, it felt lonely. And that's what this podcast is really here for, is to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff. And whatever is keeping you awake, the other reason I mention is because if I can't relate to how it feels, whether it doesn't feel lonely or not, or whether it feels like something else, or it feels like a bunch of things, which is the case for me a lot of times, even if I've never been through what you're going through, I can probably relate to how you feel. And even if I can't, there is someone else listening right now who can. There's enough people listening, and maybe they haven't been through the exact same thing, but they can relate to how it feels. And I'm sure that they're leaning in right now and saying, yeah, I've been through something like that. And I do know how it feels. And I really hope, if they're a regular listener, they're saying, I really hope Sleep With Me can help you like it helps me. Now, it doesn't work for everybody, which I'll talk about in a second. But the other thing is you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a bedtime. You don't have to dread a bedtime you could look forward to or feel neutral about. And the rest you need so that your life is more manageable. And that's the most important part about the show. It's here to keep you company because it can be tough. And the fact that it's tough about something you really do need. And if you get the sleep you need and the rest you need, your life's going to be better and your world's going to be better. And maybe Sleep With Me can't even be the one that, it can't be the thing that provides you with that. So you can always check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou because there's tons of other sleep podcasts on there and sleepy stuff you could check out. So there's that. What else do you need to know? It's a podcast that takes a lot of getting used to. When people first get here, they're skeptical or doubtful, or they're just really tired, and they tried a bunch of different stuff, and then they get to the show, and it takes some getting used to. One, because it's a podcast you don't really listen to. You just kind of barely listen. I don't make a lot of sense. You know, I've got creaky dulcet tones and pointless meanders. I send my voice across the deep, dark night. And that can be strange, because you say, what is this guy rambling on and on about? Was he talking about people's favorite numbers? What do you mean you don't have? I've never heard of that. You never had a favorite number before? I say, well, you know, I've never had my own private favorite number, to be honest. I don't know if there's ever been a time in my life where I've been asked my favorite number and I haven't overthought it. Even if I said it fast, it was like instant. It was like down on the old brainstem, which knew, just say 7 or 11, or just say anything to get like, first of all, who's walking around? I mean, I guess there's a lot of different quizzes where, what's your favorite number? I mean, there was a thing with the folded papers you could do and then you would count. That never went well for me either. So that's probably another reason I don't have a favorite number. Because I would say, please let the folded number say that you have a crush on me because I have a crush on you. And having a active imagination, sometimes when it comes to things like having your favorite number or crushes, it can create some hurdles for some opportunities for growth. So, yeah, I mean, what kind of person makes a sleep podcast that you just barely listen to? What qualifies you to be barely heard? Well, one thing is I've never honestly had a favorite number. I mean, you wouldn't even know what to start. I mean, I guess if you were going to quote song lyrics, we would go with the number one. Because then I'd say, don't worry, number one. Like, I'm going to keep you company in the deep, dark night. But actually, what I think I would do is introduced number one to BB-8, and also my imaginary version of BB-8, BB-88, because I just like saying BB-88 better. I mean, it's not a knock on BB-8. But I'd say, number one, why don't you hang out with BB-8 and BB-88? They are so, like, they're droids, by the way. They're not just numbers, but that's not, we're not comparing things other than comparing which, like, sounds better when it comes out of my mouth, BB-8 or BB-88. But I think they'd be good companions for you, so then you would no longer be, according to a song, the loneliest number. You'd be, I can tell you, number one, or one. Can I just call you one? Do I need, would I use usted if I'm addressing you, or only if I'm calling you number one? One, do you know what can you explain to me what an infinitive is? Cause I don't, this is probably not the best time. Oh, not even the best time for this tangent. Cause I'm so, but I think here, number one, meet BB-8, BB-8, meet number one. Number one, meet BB-88, BB-88. You're a droid. You figure it out. And I'll get back to the sleep podcast. So this is a show just kind of like background noise. There's really no wrong way to listen, but a lot of people just barely listen. So what was he talking about last night? Was he talking about music and music from the movie Star Wars? No, I don't think it, maybe, I don't know, using Star Wars to teach numbers? No, I don't think so. There's no way he could have been talking about the fact that he's never truly had a favorite number of his own. Cause I mean, that's relatable. I've only had performative. All my favorite numbers have been performative. Somebody call the Young Institute or something and tell them, they say, have you done some research on this at all? First of all, then they'd have to ask you, what's your favorite number? How do you feel about that? What made you say that number? You say, okay, I gotta go. This is what it looks like inside. Also, I'm in the middle of opening a sleep podcast, so I can't stick around here. So it's a podcast you just barely listen to, and that takes some adjustment because most podcasts, even sleep podcasts, at least. Like when they're kind of meant to be listened to, right? And then carry you off into sleep or kind of bring you into sleep. Sleep is more like a pleasant noise in the back. Well, I guess not a lot of people would describe me as pleasant noise, but a mostly, to quote Douglas Adams, mostly harmless noise. So that's one. This is also a podcast that doesn't put you to sleep. I've been making this podcast for 10 years. And it's a sleep podcast, but it doesn't really put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep, so there's no pressure to sleep at all. That's why the episodes are over an hour, and I go on and on and on, and I'm here to the very end. Because one, there's people who are listening who can't sleep at all. Two, there's people who are listening who need a break during the day. And three, there's people... who kind of listen, or they wake up, or and they listen and they go back to sleep again. And I just believe that the fact that I'm here to the very end to keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep, it's important to me. It's important for me to let you know that I'll be here whether you need me or not. Like I'm on call. I'm on call to be your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bestie, your boar burr, your neighbor, your neighbor, your boar bee, your boars. Your boar bae. Did I say that already? Your boyfriend. I'm here to be your friend in the deep dark night, keep you company and take your mind off stuff so you can drift off and to say relatable things. I mean, I think, there's been a lot of things said in the world. A lot of people much more good spoken or whatever it's called than me. But there's been brighter minds, but I don't think that there's a lot of people who talk about do I need to have a favorite number? But really, I could see a favorite. If I'm in a math related field or like I'm good at math, this isn't against numbers. I'm just saying, like, here's the thing. Okay, I'm going to turn it around. You know, there's those. There's only whatever there is. What is there? 10 numbers initially, 10 numbers to build stuff with, at least the way I was taught. They're just all so lovely. I just could never pick. I could just never pick a favorite one. Honestly, I love you all so much. I mean, you got some of you have curves, some of you have edges. Some of you, you know, it's just, I can't, you know, I can't get enough of all of you. So how could I choose a favorite? Of course, I'm going to be performative in my favorite choosing, like so many other things. I didn't mean to say, how could someone not, I meant to say, how could someone choose? Yes, I'm pandering to numbers, by the way. So that's why I've given all of you a lifetime imaginary, not just number one, but 0, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, along with all your derivatives and number one, a lifetime subscription to an imaginary hangout with your own personal BB-8 and BB-88. Or, you know, if you have some sort of thing with the number 8, you say, well, that's a lot of 8s. I don't know if I can handle that. I know 5. I get it. BB-5 and BB-55 are out there just waiting for you to hang with them. Or you say, well, I'm the only 5. I say, okay, I got you. You could use your imagination or mine. I could get you BB-2, BB-22, BB-22 even. BB-2 and a 2-2. How about that one? How about just a 2-2? Okay, so, this is a show you don't really listen to, and it doesn't put you to sleep. It just keeps you company while you drift off. It also, most people, I think I said it, like most people, I mean, can you imagine people don't like the show when they first listen? There's people who are regular listeners who don't like this show, and or just don't like me, and that's fine. I mean, it's very different, and I can only be the best version of myself I can to put you to sleep, and we can have a little bit of fun on the way there. And if we have to pander to numbers, we got to pander to numbers. I mean, who can't use the world of balance where I pander to numbers for 10 minutes and I also acknowledge the only reason I keep going back to it is I never really realized that I didn't have a favorite number that wasn't made up. And don't ask me for that. Now I'm like, keep thinking, like, at some point I'm going to be asked, honestly, what would your favorite number be? I said, all of them. No, you have to pick one. I'd say, okay, well, I got to, like, that's a good thing. I'd just say, well, moving on. So let's see. What else do you need to structure the show? I'm going to have to give it to you quick because I've gone on so many tangents, but I'll give it to you quick in a slow way. Show starts off with a greeting. Friends Beyond the Binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, numbers, 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 or whatever I said. That's so you feel seen and welcomed in. You say I could check the show out. Then there's business. So paying for the podcast is optional. There's 600 ad-supported shows you could listen to. So you don't got to worry if you need the podcast. Then there's a long meandering intro that eases you into bedtime. It's not meant to put you to sleep. It's meant to set up a bedtime and slowly bring you in while you're getting ready for bed or you're in bed getting comfortable or you're doing a chill activity or whatever it is. There are people that fall asleep during the intro and there's people that skip it. But for most people, whether you listen to Sleep With Me or not, we need a bedtime, a wind down. So that's what the intro is there for. Then there's support again between the intro and the story. And then there'll be a story. Tonight it'll be like a little look back, a little listing, a little talking, a little bit of numbers. And then there's thank yous at the end. And that's the structure of the show. It's why I make the show. I'm so glad you're here. I work really hard at your and I strive, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to do this for you for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. Everybody, Scoots here, and this is going to be a look back episode. And I realize, I mean, I know we've done different kind of, usually we do some sort of episode whenever we cross the double zeros or the double aughts. But to be honest, I don't know that we've done a full-on review of titles of episodes in a while. Or if we did, I didn't take good notes. So, but I'm doing these episodes. Normally, this episode would be a TV recap episode. But as I'm recording these, we're in the middle of a writer strike and an actor strike, and I want to show solidarity with those performers. You know, because if Sleep With Me was funded by an outside company, especially like a big corporation, you know, I would want some, I would want to be compensated. I want to know, my insurance and my retirement and all that. For the value they're getting out of the podcast. I mean, that's not the case, but if it was, I want to show solidarity for everybody that's in that position, because I do want to know what it's like working really hard. Yes, I get to use my imagination, but it's still a lot of effort that goes into it. It's not just just doesn't spring out of nowhere. And it goes for the same for all workers. But the reason I'm doing these is because I don't want to promote anything. I said, and it was just sometimes creative challenges are cool too. Because we did 3 Buster Keaton silent film episodes. Then we're going to do a few of these, and we'll have the holiday season. I'm not sure what we'll have on tap for that. And, you know, when the strike's resolved, we've got episodes of Great British Bake Off ready to go, and then we'll be working on our next series after that. So, cool. So what are we going to do here? We're going to start with episode 700 and kind of go from there and just kind of look through the titles and stuff and say, hey, what's in the feed here? And, like, let me find it. And these are all episodes at this point you could listen to free. They're all in the ad-supported free feed. I mean, if you listen as a support, like you have a subscription, that you buy directly from Sleep With Me, you'd have access to all these episodes ad-free and in story-only content. As long as, and there's a ton of other stuff in those feeds, but I'm looking through the ad supported feed here. It's going to take me a little while to scroll back at all. So yeah, this will just be a fun look back. We'll do a few of these, and I don't know that you never know where these ones go when I have these random lists. Okay, here we are. We're already at $6.99. What time of year was that? So 700. Okay. That was a recap, 701. Oh, we were doing Stan Chronicles. So Stan Chronicles was, Processing Boredom. That was episode 8 of Stan Chronicles, which was season 2 of Nuns in Space, which we had a third season of at some point, not that long ago, maybe a year or two ago. But Stan Chronicles was kind of cool because Stan was like a Scooter, a fictional Scooter's best friend, and Scooter was Stan's sidekick, or Scooter, Stan was Scooter's sidekick, depending who you ask. But Stan is a sentient freestyle soda machine. This takes place in the future. No soda machines that I know have gained sentience yet. How come when people talk about AI, they don't talk about it like, and I'm not talking about Allen Iverson, I'm talking about AI and soda machines. Are we talking about AI and soda machines? Because that's what I'm talking about, is AI and soda machines. Like, how come nobody's talking about that? Here's giant corporations. Take my free advice. Please provide me with a freestyle soda machine and a lifetime of extracts. But probably don't, because it probably wouldn't be good for me. But like, where the AI could learn your soda preferences. And I mean, maybe billionaires already have this. I don't know. And they say, we don't drink what you people drink. We drink, you know, whatever. There actually is a nectar of the gods. I say, okay, interesting. But like, the soda machine just learns my preferences. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, but in Stan Chronicles, it's a freestyle soda machine named Stan, who is a sentient being. And Stan follows the artist's journey, or the artist's way, because Stan's trying to go like kind of become a fuller, not gain sentience, but you know, be able to flourish in the world. And I mean, that's where AI and soda machines come in. Who doesn't want their soda machine to flourish, whether it's sentient or not? Okay, then we had Star Trek TNG season 4 episode 3, Brothers. Good old Data. Speaking of best friends, you know, Data, turns out Laura was not Data's best friend, but yeah, then we had a retrospective episode that we just republished. Then 704, Little Bits, Stan Chronicles. And, you know, that's one of those Sleeping Me titles that supposed to be, you know, funny. And then this one is another TNG episode, The First Duty. I love saying that for two reasons. One, it just makes me giggle like a little kid. The First Duty, what do you do after your fourth cup of coffee, Scoots? I say, well, probably. Ideally, maybe my third or my second. Hopefully it's my last two of the day. Also reminds me of StarCraft. For some reason, not all roads of Sleep With Me lead to the game StarCraft, but quite a few do, and reporting for duty is another one. If you've ever played StarCraft, I think that it's even available as an app now, which, I paid for Baldur's Gate when I'm recording this is like one of the games a lot of people are playing. I'm not playing it because I'm waiting for another game. But I have a Baldur's Gate, the original, there used to be a point and click RPG Baldur's Gate. Then it became an enhanced app. I don't know what the enhanced part is. And I bought that app whenever it came out, literally at least 12 to 14 years ago, maybe less, because I'm never correct. But I said, is that still in the app store? Look, I paid for it, right? I bought that app and I re-downloaded it. Haven't played it yet. I'll be honest, if you're a super fan, though, of Sleep With Me, I did create all the characters based on the characters from Journey into the World of Friends and Journey into Land of Tomorrow, but I haven't played the game yet. And then I said, can I play it with five people, or do I need six people in my party? Okay, moving on. Crossover episode. My friend Harris, my friend Craig, who makes Sleep Whispers podcast. This is Sleep With Whispers. And if you haven't listened to that and Craig's version, I really enjoyed both. I also enjoy trying to make people do my style of podcasting and have fun and make them laugh. So I think there was some point where I was pretending I was Yoda, or pretending Craig was talking to Yoda. So that's fun. Okay, then we have a changeover in the TV show coverage to The Good Place, season three, Everything is Bonzer. And that was season three, episodes 1 and 2. Then Stan Loves Running, that's Stan Chronicles 10. Then The Good Place, season three, episode 3, The Brainy Bunch. Here's a story of a loving cheaty teaching ethics like an oyster produces pearls. Ship in a Bottle. Oh, TNG. Interesting. Two TV shows at the same time. I must have got a lot of emails about this. I can only imagine my email inbox. Holy moly. So, yeah, we got that one, Ship in a Bottle. Then The Snowplow, which was Good Place to Sleep, season 3, episode 4, which I think has a different title in the real episode. Let Your Thoughts Be Gently Pushed Aside as Our Ethics Team Clears the Way for a Good Night's Rest. Then a pretty seminal episode, 712. So as I'm doing this like about 500 episodes ago, almost exactly five years ago. Wow, holy mackerel. That's time flies. And that's where I said goodbye to the Climbing Closet, where I started the podcast in 2013. Maybe you don't know this, if you're listening, is that, Sleep With Me's not recorded in a fancy studio with high-tech stuff. It's 97% of the time recorded in a closet, and the other 3% of the time probably in a car. And, maybe, 0.01% other places, public feed episodes. So when I started the show, I don't know where I recorded the first few episodes, but then once I realized I was going to make more than 3 episodes, I said, okay, well, I could do it in the closet of my daughter's room. I lived in a 1-bedroom apartment where the living room was split in half, and I had my bedroom behind curtains in the living room. And then my daughter had the bedroom was her room. But it had a really long closet, not a deep closet, not a walk-in closet, because this apartment was once a house that was converted into 4 apartments. So a lot of the things, you say, interesting. So this was one that, I assume they just added drywall, as an extra, so it was just a room where literally if you were standing there, it was like a hallway with a closet rod in there that ran back. Maybe even at the last minute, they said, this room needs a closet, dude. So that was a climbing closet because there were clothes and stuff in there. So literally, the closet was only as wide as the clothes. So I would have to climb around the clothes to the back of the closet because the closet didn't go backwards. It just went to the left. The door was all the way at the end of the room on the right. You opened it, and to the left, the closet was as long, almost as long as the room. Went to the door, where the door was to come in and out of the room. And so that was great because all those clothes stood in the way of they helped dampen some of the sound. And then we moved for the first time and the last time so far into another place in, I guess, October. I would have guessed August, but I guess it was around October or when I released this episode it was. And I said goodbye to that closet. Next up was Good Place, episode 5, season 3, Jeremy Bearme. Then Ice Cream Barons, Stan Chronicles 11. Then Ballad of Donkey Doug, Good Place, season 3, episode 6. That was a good one. Dustbusters, Tale of the Tape, October 31st. That's like a movie. I just was listening to Script Notes when I'm recording this. It's late August 2023. And they were kind of talking about premise versus theme. And Craig was talking, giving an example of a high concept comedy if it didn't exist yet. And he said, like, three people in New York City using high-tech equipment to track down dust. Even at the time, it wasn't until he said the last part that I said, oh, wait, that should actually be, that's interesting. And I said, oh, because it is a movie. And so this is where I tried to remember the plot of the first movie. I don't think I could ever get through the plot of the second one. I mean, I know how it ends with the Statue of Liberty and Goop, but then I get the rest mixed up between the two movies. For the love of Ray Parker Jr. Then Fractured Inheritance, Season 3, Episode 7. That sounds like a Sleep With Me version of a different title, but I'm not sure. Wow, back then we had, then we have Moving Cloudy Change, Stan Chronicles 12, Season 3, Episode 12. That was the season finale. And, yeah, your eyes will be cloudy as you say goodbye to Stan or whatever. Head off on a journey to sleep as our heroes save the world. Wow, Greatest Greeter came out and says, wow, I had no idea. If you would have asked me, Scoot's Greatest Greeter, you remember that one? Kind of. I know the what it was based on, a real concept. I would have guessed it came out in, honestly, like the 300s and 719. I know my brother did the artwork for this because The Greatest Greeter is based on this, or was strongly influenced by this person I saw once upon a time. Or now it's probably, now because it's mixing with the podcast, I can't separate reality. But it was Golden Gate Park, or maybe the Presidio, now that I'm being honest, looking at it in my memory right this moment. But I thought it was Golden Gate Park. It was raining very hard. It was daytime, though. I was driving through Golden Gate Park. I believe I was probably a passenger. And there was a gentleman in a yellow rain slicker with a yellow rain hat, like you see, like the Gorton's Fisherman. This person was not the Gorton's Fisherman. But they were standing in the rain, smiling and waving with a genuine, like, joy in, I mean, it was slightly different where you say, well, that's different. But it was like not a, it was like a true love of greeting. That's why The Greatest Greeter. And then I don't know, like, if it was in my mind or in the podcast or in reality that they were also holding a teddy bear dressed in a rain slicker with a matching hat. But I know that's what became the art. So, but I think they were holding a teddy bear. So, I mean, just the kind of image you just come across, one, what a miracle to come across something like that. I mean, it's not even like found art, but it's just like, it is, I mean, I don't know, like you said, holy cow. I don't know what the person's intention was, right? But it had a positive impact on me. Okay. Making use or use of free will. That's a good place. Season 3, episode 8. Then, Stan's artist journey in review. That was 721. So 720, like, so the third, like the review episodes where I look back at the production of the season and how we told the story and where some of the ideas came from, what the challenges were, what my expectations. So if you've ever wondered what thought goes into writing for Sleep With Me and where do the ideas come from other than when I'm talking like this, those are good episodes. And you can even search, you could search 13, the number 13 or in review in most podcast apps that allow search in the feeds to find those. Okay, next up was an all intro episode for, looks like for Thanksgiving, 722. Cornucopia of Crunch and Munch. Then Don't Let the Good Place, Don't Let the Good Life Pass You By. And I don't know, was that the finale of The Good Place? I guess so. So that was 723. Then 724, oh boy, it's been a while. Have we ever returned to this? This is one of my favorite series, holiday series. Maybe I'll re-release these this year. Happiest Holiday Shop, Mistletoe Junction. Yeah, we'll have to re-release these because they were good, man. And that was like one of those things where the it was the happiest holiday shop, where the shop, you go shopping there and then you learn what's important. And then we had Macy's 2018 Thanksgiving Day Parade recap. Then Doctor Who Holiday Special, Season 2, Episode 1, Holiday Mannequins. That may have been Rose's first episode. No, Season 2. Interesting. I know Rose is in, Rose works in the store, right? Maybe, I don't know. Then Happiest Holiday Shop 2, Opaque Snow Labyrinth. Then, Tangents on Top Holiday Specials. Oh, that was a list episode, which I've never watched any of these. Maybe I'll watch some someday. Tangents on Top. So it's just a couple lists of top holiday specials in the U.S. and the U.K. Then Janet's, The Good Place to Sleep, but I don't have them labeled in numbers. So that's interesting. Then Monchichi's Fans' Eve. So that, I guess, it indicates more than one fan of Monchichi. And that came out, didn't come out on Christmas Eve, but on December 19th. Oh, then Happiest Holiday Shop 4, Thresholds and Gifts. Interesting. That came out on December 23rd. Then two all intro episodes for Christmas and New Year's. And then on January 7/34, Season 2, New Earth. I thought New Earth was with... Rose was in more than one season. Maybe this is where we change up companions. I thought Rose was in two seasons of Doctor Who, but maybe only one. I don't know. Then Memories of Sha-Na-Na. So it's another personal story episode where I try to remember Sha-Na-Na. Oh, then it's a curry-based episode, Real Time Pataks, where I talk about curry paste. I didn't know I even did one about that, but I have a pro tip, right, that maybe I talked about. I don't think it was after this episode, but putting rice cauliflower in your curry is a good move. I strongly recommend it. Build a Bird Home. This was a very popular episode. It gets a lot of feedback. We probably even put it out as thing. And we used John August's writer when you really need some help pack. And it was just a strange episode. Chidi sees the time Kniff. That was another Good Place to Sleep one. And Sleepy Syrup. Las Vegas with Ray. So this is when Ray walked around Las Vegas. We had gone there to run in a race with somebody from we went to school with. Big Farm in the Sky PI, Heavenly Solutions, season two, episode one. Another one of my favorite series that I think about more often than not. The Big Farm in the Sky PI is a tale of three main characters. I don't know the name of the uncle, to be honest. So Simon, yeah, good thing. Uncle Simon, who lives in the big farm. And then G and DK, who live in are earthbound humans. They solve mysteries together. Season one, they're solving mysteries in the big farm in the sky, or places where you could get to from the big farm in the sky. Season two, there is a new company solving things in the big farm in the sky. Heavenly Solutions is actually the name of the company. But G and DK have moved to the largest retirement community in the United States, and they are solving mysteries in their largest United, even though they're tweens. So, yeah. Then Pandemonium, The Good Place to Sleep, season 3 finale. What do we got? Bunyan and Owl Watch TV. This was based on a Phish set list. Wow, was the Baker's Dozen was in 2017? Is that correct, really? Man, that's wild. Yeah, it's like one of those ones where I take a random thing. Then another really great crossover episode. I put a lot of work into this one. It Makes a Sound, Pinball Game. If you haven't listened to It Makes a Sound, you should. It's available in your podcast app of choice. And I highly recommend looking into Wim Ferros. The Case of the Closed Cameo is a big Farm in the Sky PI episode. I don't remember. Let's see what the concept was. Oh, there's another person named Penny that they're helping with. Then Fouth and Flaw, that's Doctor Who Season 2, Episode 3. Unboxing of Takedo, which I still haven't played. And now it's, wow, it's been a long time. 5 years, or 4 years, 4.5 years. And still haven't played Takedo, but have it. And it's been unboxed. The Case of the Plagiarized Cupcake, that was a fun one. Reminded me of the script for the screenplay Butter. Or that may have been, and I think even though it's different, that script I don't know. And that got made into a movie. I think it won the Nichols Screenwriting Fellowship. Okay, Sandman in Toyland, Untold Tales. I can remember listening to this episode. Came out in February 2019, but I can remember being on the 205 listening to this. And then getting on 5, maybe. I don't know where I was headed and when. Because I can't remember needing to be on the 5 around February or March. Okay, let's see. Next up is Train Whistle in the Night, Big Farm in the Sky, PI, 751. And what's interesting with that one is that I'm reading this book by Stephen King. Well, I'm reading it's one long book, according to Stephen King, or one long story about the Dark Tower. And I know I've seen a cover of a book with a train on it. Maybe it's even the one I'm reading now. I don't think so. I think it's the next one. But there's a train. There's a children's book with a train that comes up where I am reading it right now. And then 752, Girl in the France Place. This was a good Doctor Who episode. Trapper Keeper Memories, back to school content in March. But I have a Trapper Keeper now, just in case anybody's asking. I haven't found a way to use it, but I do have it. Let's see what else we got. Court Pickle Dance. That's a big farm in the Big Five in the Sky. No, Big Farm in the Sky, PI, episode 5. Rise of the Cyber Person. What is this one? When Billy Bass becomes Albert the Singing Fish, your sleepless sass becomes your resting wish. Then the Doctor, Rose, and Mickey will take a trip to another blimpy, London. Billy Bass becomes Albert the Singing Fish. I'm lost, man. And then another cooking episode, Real Time Broth. That's a good one. Shaking the Remains of the Day Away with some easy cooking, and by way of TJ's and IKEA. Then Magic Masquerade Mystery, a little alliteration there, 757, Big Farm in the Sky. Age of Steel, Doctor Who, Season 2, Episode 7. So that was 55 and 58 are tied together. Start with this crossover, Breaking Out of the Skeptic's Dilemma. Then Mystery of the Silent Founder, Season 2, Episode 7. 761, Coronation Lantern, Doctor Who. Gather Round for Long Meandering Parade with a Sleepy Celebration. Oh, so that was Coronation Day, I think. Maybe, I don't know. Then What the? Oh, wow. What, are you kidding me? I'm, hold on, everybody. I'm a little, wow. I have no idea that we were still, Game of Drones was still a thing back, I thought Game of Thrones had ended, but apparently, so 962 was, a look back at, all the seasons of Game of Thrones to see what I could remember. That's pretty funny. Not very much, then we have a Viserium Adventure. This was a crossover with my friends Ray and Michael from Viserium. Now they kind of do things. Ray's still doing stuff musically, sound sculpting. Not sure if Michael is or not. Then the Case of the Hickory Hangout. This big farm in the sky, BI. And then season 8 of Game of Thrones, Winterfell. The crew is getting back together with a dreamy look from Bran's heavy lids. You'll be asleep faster than you could say. Kit Umber is on the cast, new cast and Newsies. But it won't make sense anyway. It's pretty funny because my daughter was just in Newsies this summer. Sponsored by Sleep With Me Podcast, by the way. But was not a Kit Umber in Newsies that I know of. Romeo. Was there. That's where Four Out Romeo was in Newsies. Okay. D&D and me unboxing. So that's where I unboxed. Who knew how useful a D&D would come in back in spring of 2019? A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms. This is Brienne's smile of true joy should lull you through the night. In one of the seven kingdoms. That is a true sign of a good night. Missing challenge coin challenge. Big Farm in the Sky PI. Then The Long Night. This was Game of Drones Season 3. Deus Ex Aria. So, yeah, that was... okay, so I'm remembering. So Season 8, that was a good one. We had Deus Ex Aria, but I guess that was a thing. Like, you're like, wait, it's only season episode 3. Okay, then we had a Happily Enrobed Robe Shop, where we got to hear, this was another Fish set list one, and this was our friends, the Kuzaks, that are very popular guests. Last of the Starks, that's, so we say goodbye to governance and name a good sleep. Pirate Problem. So I was definitely hitting the alliteration hard, man. This is episode 10 of Big Farm in the Sky PI. Then Bells, that's Game of Thrones season 8 episode 5. A soft ring will soothe your sleepless nights as we explore the fictional Italian avant-garde sequel to Flowers in the Attic that may have viewed how I viewed this episode. Then talk about, I don't know if I knew Top Gun was in production and it, when I made 774, maybe I did, I don't know, but we did a Top Gun look back at that, the original Top Gun tale of the tape. Then Spring Break, all intros episode, well, that's way after Spring Break though. Then The Iron Throne, Game of Thrones season 8 episode 6. Let's see. We say goodbye to the dreamy breeze that brought us so much. Drift off as we journey through Westeros one last time. Okay, then we have magical mall walking tours. Been a while since we've been on a mall walking tour, just because there's not a lot of malls left that I can walk that are Lemonade Stand Spring. That was a big farm in the sky. Then we return to Doctor Who, Impossible Planet, season 2, season 2, episode 9. Then A Boy in His Wagon, that was a Purple People Circus episode. Another one that one I would have thought would have been more recent, 780. What is that, like 420 episodes ago? Funny, 420, somebody's laughing at that. But I thought that would have been like 900s. Okay, Big Farm in the Sky PI season finale, season 2, episode 12. then It's the Pits, man. That's Doctor Who, Episode 10, Season 2. Then pool hopping around the Universal Orlando Resort with Ray. I don't know what year we actually did that, 2017 or 2018, that he, maybe it was 2019, I don't know. I don't think so, though, because, but anyway, Australian Sleepy Slang Tour, that was a fun one. Love and ELO, what a classic Doctor Who episode, where there's, like, where it's a non-Doctor Doctor Who episode. One of my favorite, I mean, if you don't need the doctor, Love and ELO, man, season two, episode, just love the concept of that episode. Then All Intro episode for the 4th of July. Then Legend of Billie Jean, Tale of the Tape. That was one I was waiting for a long time. Two Slaters, I found out later that they're not related, even though you have two, Helen Slater and Christian Slater, and Legend of Billie Jean. One of the movies I saw as a child, I mean, not kidding, 30 times easy. And then I still couldn't really remember the plot of it. Yeardley Smith's in that movie as well. Peter Coyote, I think, too. Her Drawing Olympics, that's another Doctor Who episode. I can remember that one very clearly. Waiting for the Olympic torch to run through the neighborhood there. Then Bored to Win in podcasting. This is a Bored to Win seminar. We don't do those too often. Then we look back at season two of Big Farm in the Sky PI. And interesting. I don't know what we found out, but we look back on it. Then Daleks and Cyberpersons, Sleeping with Doctor Who, Season 2, Episode 13. And this is one of those episodes that offered a good opportunity. The Daleks, more so than the cyber people, always for me were like an archetypal thing that I said, I'm not sure, I just don't enjoy those things. When as a kid, what would happen is Doctor Who would come on PBS. And we, you know, when I was a little kid, I didn't really watch it. I'd remember either the title sequence or the ending sequence and then say, this show's a little bit too much for me as a child. Which, I'm not sure, if I had an older sibling, maybe I wouldn't have thought that. And I associated the Daleks and Dalek voices, robotic voices, with that. Also, if you ever drive from Northern California or anywhere, yeah, Northern California to Bend, Oregon, if you ever find yourself driving there for some reason, at some point, I believe somewhere between Weed and Bend, I think not that far, like near the border, though. I want to say it's near the border because when you get off of 5 in Weed and then you start heading on other roads, I don't know. Like, I just follow the directions. Like, you'll cross over 1 to 2 Dalek structures. I mean, the cool thing about this podcast is I know there's at least two people. I mean, I don't know, like, I've never met the two people, but I know there's at least two people that are going to let me know that they know exactly what I'm talking about. They're like, totally, Scoots. By the way, if it's the same town I'm thinking of, that's where there's good pie, too, or something like that. But so what was interesting is like trying to figure out a way to frame what the Daleks, who the Daleks are, what do they want, was one of the great challenges I enjoyed with Sleep With Me, because I said, okay, I have a personal connection to these ones. They also have like a kind of cultural similarity to stuff. And none of that is really super sleepy. And I really accidentally was like, well, what would the Daleks be trying to get rid of in the world? And I don't know if it was this episode or there was another Dalek episode before this, probably was, where I said, okay, they're against comic books. At all costs, they want to get rid of all comic books in the world. And I don't know, that's like the kind of thing I I really enjoy. What do we got here? Then we had 20 steps to self skincare. This just kind of came out of, it was fun. It's not a critical episode, but it was like, especially in 2019, I guess I just kept seeing listicles about 30 steps in skincare, 40 steps skincare. And I don't know, I was like, this is interesting to me. I don't know. Sometimes that kind of zeitgeisty stuff or whatever's in the conversation, it does make, I said, okay, what is it? I have no idea what we talked about though, but, sure was fun. And I mean, my way I like do things is different now. And actually I have a pretty deliberate, I've developed more and more routines and, washing my face, you know, that's part of my bedtime routine now. Baked beans. This is The Adventures of Dr. Triangle and Isosceles, episode one. This is a lot of people's favorite series. This is one of the few ones where the concepts, was such a big concept. What would happen if we lived in a world without math, or where people stopped believing in math? That was the concept. And what would our world look like if there was no math? Like, so people stopped believing in math, and so math stopped working. And who would be the heroes in that world? Why would they be heroes? What would the conflict? I think this is what it was about. What would the conflict and stakes be? And then how do you do that in a sleepy way that's relatable and somewhat believable so that people don't wake up? But also it's like, it brings up fundamental questions like, wait a second, what do you mean world stop believing in math? And I say, well, first off, I don't think it's that far afield. I don't think it's like much of a stretch to think that at some point there could be changes in how people view things. And they say, no, there's no math. Don't buy it. I don't buy it. Math don't need it. I mean, well, I guess you'd have no currency. I don't even know if the series, so it was a steep concept, right? So that was one of these ideas where that was one gem. And the other one was just having a character named Isosceles. I had to make a character named Isosceles, and then they had to be a performer. And I'm pretty sure that was what it was about, that the world had changed, again, totally unbelievable fiction to where there was still a small vestige of people that believed in math. I think that's what their job was, to go around performing math-based skits. Or maybe I didn't hit the concept. Or maybe they've started working for the, because I'm pretty sure, again, it devolves. It's a little bit easier to take these like outlandish ideas and then project it onto something. So maybe it was a couple of goddesses that were having a disagreement, and then let the stuff be in the subtext. But sometimes it doesn't need to be because it's so tangential. You see, right now we could talk about it forever. Okay, so. It is there gravity? If the world has no math, is gravity rely on math? Does math, obviously there's a little bit of jest because math does not rely on our ability. Well, I guess I got to ask, is math really, is it just a concept? I don't know. Some of this is also, and this isn't self-deprecating, it's just that, different people have different areas of intelligence, and I don't have this type of intelligence or intellect, and I'm not. Again, I'm not trying to be humble. I'm like, but does math need us to believe in it or not? But in this world, it's looking at those ideas, I guess, and using that as a framework. But also of who would be heroic in a world without math? Two heroes will tour the world. And then it was also influenced some of the... Station 11, I think was also a big influence for that. Even though our story is, not a little bit different, but just a world building concept and idea of romanticizing touring performers. Yeah, so that was that series. That was episode one. Oh, yeah, you're right here. In a world without masks, the true heroic performers start off a season in search of baked beans. Then Rose says goodbye to Free Comic Book Day. So Rose was in season two, episode 14. That's where we say goodbye to Rose. Cloud Tower supports. I guess this must have been the second Cloud Tower episode. Then River Mills, Windmills, Ratio, and Rates. Okay, now we're getting into it. Putting math to the millstone. So I think now I'm remembering writing this and trying to use, like I was using some sort of math outline to say, okay, what concept, okay, that's interesting. Then we got back to TNG, the neutral zone. What highway? I'm on the highway to the neutral zone, man. Three people from the past make time in your sleep for their future. This is like guest star, like there's three guest stars, I think. Season one, episode 26. You know, when Kenny Loggins put out a parody album. Oh no, when why do you say Big Al? What if Weird Al put out an album as Big Al from Country Bears? And it was a parody album of Kenny Loggins songs. People would have a very niche audience. You'd say, okay, it's Weird Al pretending to be Big Al. Who's Kenny Loggins? And you'd say, okay, first off, yeah, we could do Highway to the Neutral. Then you say, okay, but they're only parody songs about Star Trek: The Next Generation. Say maybe. I mean, I can think of the title of one song. That's a good enough idea to risk it all. Can, like, and it'd be self. By the way, not Big Al. Weird Al be self financed. So yeah, it'd be like, I don't know. You could self finance it. Say probably not. But because what would the second song be? Okay, well, it'd be Footloose. But I don't know. You're right. I don't know. Then, oh, wow, Pop and Mop Sock Takeover. That was $7.98. Honestly, I would have thought this episode was, again, like in the 400s. Pop and Mop, one of my favorite characters, just not a recurring character because it just isn't enough, but was really silly initial concept. And then it ended up that it spawned at least three episodes where there's a whole world beneath the candy store. First, it was Whitman sampler versus some other sampler, C's or something. So that was Pop and Mop Sock Takeover. That was where they were looking. Struggle for candy dominance is real, real dull, and ready for you to sleep to. Okay, then High School Home, Adventures of Dr. Triangle. Another creaky dulcet tone for a story as ancient as an algorithm. I guess, can you return to your high school home? And then finally finish off the season with Sleep with AMA. Let's see. Hour and 26, hour and 15. So hour and 26 is the longest. Hour and 22, nothing below hour here. Hour and 17, a lot of hour and eights. Oh, all intro was under an hour, but that was a holiday. Hour 27, hour 1, hour 8, hour 13 minutes, hour 3 minutes, hour 11 minutes. I don't know. Anyway, thanks everybody for coming along for the ride, and we'll be back in a few three more episodes to run through some more. Good night. All right, I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. I want to thank Blythe, Mary, and Derek. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. 49. Holly and Ashley, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Brian, Laura, and Ann, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Barbara, OC, and Katie, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Collect, Laura, and Juliet, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Joan, Julie, and Patricia, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Wilhelm, Seth, and BT, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Mary, Nikki, and Kari, thanks, and good night. Sophie, Emma, and Rock. Thanks, good night. And Jimberly, Kimberly, and Danielle. Thanks, and good night. Thanks for everybody who supports the show directly via subscription, paying for a free podcast, being a rebel with the cause. Thanks everybody who supports the sponsors as the ways we're able to come out for free twice a week. And if you're new, if you're not in a position to support the show, but you're listening right now and you want to support the show, you could always spread the word about the podcast. And please let me know about it, because if you're not in a position to financially support the show, but you support it, I want to thank you. So let me know. Use the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors, and tell me about how you shared about the podcast and stuff like that. And maybe there'll be something in it for you. Maybe just a scoot saying thanks, but you never know. Thank you so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple.